latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and we'll start with comments from manager Rafa Benitez. His future, of course, remains uncertain beyond the summer at St James's Park, with plenty of reports throughout the season suggesting that Benitez may decide to walk away if he doesn't get the assurances that he wants from the club's ownership, that he's got money to spend. Well, Benitez, before the final game of the season against Chelsea on Sunday, has said that Newcastle must aim for a top 10 finish next season, and these comments seem to suggest that Benitez will be staying on at St James's Park. The Magpies are currently 10th in the table, but are only ahead of four clubs on the same points due to a better goal difference, and they face a battle to stay in the top half with Chelsea, the visitors, on Sunday. However, Benitez says aiming for the top 10 regularly is something that Newcastle must do. In his press conference, he said, "It's clear that after staying up, the potential is to fight and to be in the top 10. Being in the top 10 and challenging for something more important," he said. Meanwhile, Benitez has also praised the Newcastle fans for their backing this season and said that it helps his side as they've successfully moved away from the relegation zone. Benitez added, "The atmosphere has been really good. The positive atmosphere is always good for the team. The singing and the flags, you can see the passion, and it affects the players in a positive way," he said. In terms of team news for the game against Chelsea, on loan winger Kennedy cannot play against his parent club, so Jacob Murphy, who came off the bench in the midweek defeat at Spurs, is in line to start. Kieran Clarke and Christian Atsu, though, are both still out injured.